I think we sometimes forget that Jesus doesn't come on the scene with the same efficiency as Santa or the UPS guy. He is a gift to be sure, but his arrival, as the story tells us, is turbulent. The kid is born in a shed because the maternity ward is full. And to be honest, we don't know if the maternity ward is full or if it's just full when people like Mary and Joseph show up looking for a little help. Innkeeper looks these two up and down and switches on the no vacancy neon is likely what happened, if you ask me. It was a troubling time, compounded by troubling circumstance. The story tells us that Mary and Joseph are on the move here to register with the Roman Empire. These registrations of the day were tax related. Go get counted so that we can make sure you're paying taxes to the foreign government that not only occupies your homeland, but also dominates you and your people, restricting your freedom, especially your religious freedom, which is so central to who you are and where you are and where your people have lived for centuries. This is the Christmas context. Troubling times for sure. Struggle abounds. And then there's that part when the angel came to Mary and said to her, "Greetings, highly favored one. God is with you. Don't be afraid." As if that ever worked, right? Don't be afraid. Now I'm feeling even more afraid. "Don't be afraid. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob and his descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary's reply, "How can this be? Because I am only a virgin." We should remember when all that went down, it was Mary and the angel in the room and no witnesses. And the angel doesn't leave a note from God behind either. This is the Christmas context. Troubling circumstance, at least for Mary, right? Honestly, I suspect Joseph may have struggled a bit too. Come again, Mary? You're what? By whom? But in the picture, it looks quaint. We've made it that way. We hear a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It's part of the story. It's a real part of the story. It's the way it's told. But we could also hear a first-time mom forced to give birth out back, wraps her kid in a rag, and lays him on a bale of hay. That's what we're dealing with here. That's the Christmas context. These are troubling circumstances during which Jesus comes onto the scene, and I don't imagine either of my two babies would have slept all that well on a bale of hay. And if babies aren't sleeping well, you know who also isn't sleeping well? At least one person, probably two, or even more. Tough times. Troubling circumstances. Maybe you know this about me or you don't, but I've been a priest for 20 years now, and over the course of those 2 decades, we've had some highs and we've had some lows. I've been a pastor to the boom, and I've been a pastor to the bust, and just about everything in between. I can let you in on a little secret that when times get tough, there's always a person or two who comes alongside the religious professional and queries, "What do you think, Padre? Is this it? Is it all coming to an end?" And I usually respond with something like, "Oh, you know, who would know?" Or, "I don't think so." Or, "It's not for us to say." But given the circumstances of our story, the one that guides us, the one that informs how we live in the world as Christian people, the one that drives this loving kindness that we seek to embody, the one that brings us to church this evening, given the circumstances of that story, I suppose a better response would be to look that petitioner square in the eye with a smile on my face and say, "Bob, hope must be on the way. Let's check the sky and all the barns." "Bob, have you seen any sheep ranchers yet?" "Remember, Bob, these are the circumstances out of which our salvation is born. This is our story. This is our song. We're finally in the right spot. It's happening now." That, too, is the Christmas context. Hope born among us in troubling times. Maybe you've felt it. When you look back on this year, maybe you sigh. Wow. Whew. 2019. Ready to put it in the rear view. Not everyone feels that way, of course, but it's there. You switch on the 24-hour news cycle, no matter what your channel choice is, and you'll get a dose. Let me assure you, it is not your imagination. We find ourselves divided in a cycle of struggle, and we are trying to figure our way out. And then, right on time, here it comes again. Christmas. No need to check the sky. No need to check the barn. You can look to the left or to the right. Hope comes among us again. As it always does with the telling the story of a babe born in a barn in troubling times under troubling circumstance. The story reminds us simply that we are the objects, the recipients of God's deep love. The story reminds us of what great lengths God goes to so that we might know that we are beloved, that we are powerful, that we are beautiful, that we are God's strong partners, perfectly designed to deliver love when circumstances seem unloving. It all starts there, and it all starts here again tonight. Church. And when I say church, I mean those of you who are here week in and week out. I mean those of you who are here from time to time. And I mean those of you who are here for an hour or so. Church. This is our story. Hope born in the midst of troubling circumstance. You, y'all, we are not witnesses standing by. We are actors in a supporting role. All of us. All of us. We were made for this mission of love, born again this day. These are the circumstances out of which our salvation is born. So take your places. We are in for an extraordinarily loving year. We must be. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.